Sunday, January 10th, the year 2021. I welcome you. And our scriptures this week are Genesis 1, 1 through 5, Psalms 29, Acts 19, 1 through 7, and Mark 1, 1 through 11. I'd invite you to read these, to pray and to meditate on them this week, and then to listen for God's voice. So please read with me Mark 1, 1 through 11. The beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is written in Isaiah the prophet, "I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." And so John came baptizing in the desert region and preaching the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins, and they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: "After me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Well, at that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven: "You are my Son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." Well, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Our message this week I've titled Epiphany. Well, on January 6th, we began the season or the festival of Epiphany. So according to the church calendar, this Sunday is the first Sunday of Epiphany, and it continues until Transfiguration Sunday on February 14th. So just in case you didn't know why, I thought I should share it with you. Epiphany is observed as a church festival in commemoration of the coming of the Magi as the first manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, or in the Eastern Church in commemoration of the baptism of Christ. So now, according to Webster's Dictionary, epiphany is one, usually sudden manifestation or perception of the essential nature or meaning of something. Or two, an intuitive grasp of reality through something, such as an event, usually simple and striking. Or three, an illuminating discovery, realization, or disclosure. And four, a revealing scene or moment. Now, I had one of these this morning after reading our scriptures for today. See, in all four of the readings selected, we find God speaking and giving us all an opportunity to have an epiphany. God in Genesis reading displays his power in the sudden manifestation or perception of an essential nature of our world. David in our reading in Psalm tells of his epiphany about the power of God's voice and gives us an intuitive grasp of reality. In our reading in Acts, we find Paul speaking to the disciples in Ephesus and disclosing to them the illuminating discovery and realization of the Holy Spirit. Now, the disciples in Ephesus also had an epiphany, a revealing scene or a moment, when Paul placed his hands on them and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. So in our gospel today, Isaiah and the prophets' epiphanies are revealed in Mark 1, 2, and 3. He writes, "I will send a messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, a voice of one calling in the desert. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight paths for him." Mark 1 and 4 tells us that John the Baptist was the one they spoke about. And so John came baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Now, I believe we all have one basic question. And that question is, why am I here? We are all looking to have an epiphany, a revealing moment, an intuitive grasp of reality. Well, last Sunday, in Sunday school, our lesson was about how God, or how Jesus, seeks us. And it was apparent that many there had on their minds the question, will I recognize God's voice when he speaks to me? So let's return to our gospel lesson. Today in verse 5, it tells us that the whole Judean countryside and all the people in Jerusalem went out to John. They were recognizing God's voice through John. Well, John didn't speak tenderly to Jerusalem. John was at the River Jordan on the edge of the wilderness, shouting, or hollering is a better word, repent, for the kingdom of God has come, and his voice bouncing off the desert walls, repent, repent, repent. Well, his voice was heard clear up to the temple, the precincts in Jerusalem, repent, repent, repent. His voice, like a mighty wind, went up into Galilee to Herod's palace, and it bounced off the walls there, and he heard repent, repent, repent. His voice echoed in the conscience of all the people of the land. Repent. And as I thought about what John's voice must have sounded like, it reminded me of two stories that I'd like to share with you. Well, the first, I had at an airport. You know what it's like at an airport during the holidays, and especially since this pandemic restriction started. The cars, they pile up in, big traffic jams, and you're lucky if you can even get up to the curb. Well, not long ago, I went to pick up Bonnie at the Scranton Airport, and there was a woman parked in front of me waiting to pick up some friends. We both could only get as close as about, two blocks away. But she could see her friend standing at the curb. So she got out of her car and hollered, Alex, Kathy, over here, over here. Well, they heard her familiar voice, picked up their bags, and they headed over to her car. Well, the man in the car behind me, he stuck his head out the window and said, excuse me, ma'am, but would you mind hollering for Harold? Well, you may laugh at that story, but in reality, God often uses others to speak for him. In John 10, Jesus tells a parable about a shepherd and his flock. In verse 3, he says, the watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Well, I'm almost certain Harold wouldn't have responded to the woman as Alice and Kathy did if she called out for him. In the second story, I'm going to tell you is about what happened quite often when I was a boy. So many of you in the congregation today, you know where I grew up and the person I'm going to tell you about. So I'm not going to name names, but when I was a teen, we lived next to Snake Creek in a little house my father remodeled. Our next door neighbor was across the creek up from the hill from us, and they owned two golden retrievers, and their names were Jason and Bruno. Well, Jason and Bruno tended to wander. They were like the neighborhood dogs. So it would seem at the end of every day, there would be somewhere other than home. So the woman who lived next door, she usually late in the afternoon, would come out and the top of her voice would yell, Jason! Bruno! Well, I don't know how far her voice would actually carry, but I do know that almost everyone in the neighborhood would recognize her voice. It would almost send a chill up your spine. But I do know that Jason and Bruno definitely recognized her voice and would almost immediately head home. They knew that a dog treat awaited them and they didn't want to miss out. They knew they were being called by name and by their master. Well, in the same way God calls us by name and he leads us to serve in his kingdom, where we may experience an illuminating discovery, a realization, or a disclosure, an epiphany. Well, the writer of Hebrews warns us against unbelief in Hebrews 3, 7, and 8. He writes, "So as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the desert." Well, I don't want you leaving here today thinking that God speaks to us, calls to us only in a big or a loud way, for sometimes it may be in a whisper. Remember the account of Elijah in 1 Kings 19, 11 through 13? The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and a powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Well, in verse 15, God gives Elijah an intuitive grasp of reality and epiphany. God tells him to go back the way you came. Well, sometimes God may speak to us in a whisper, and sometimes it may not be what we want to hear. And sure, we pray and we meditate, and sometimes we tell him what we've been doing to serve him just like Elijah did. And he may tell us to go back the way we came. Our epiphany may be a reality check, an event of something simple and striking. Well, years ago, I wrote a song I titled, "If His Voice You Hear," and I would like to share it with you today. So if you're sitting in the pews or listening on the radio or visiting our website, you can hear it just by selecting the service audio. For those of who are just reading or listening to the sermon audio, here are the lyrics. If his voice you hear inside you, don't fear. Just listen and know then God's near. For on the cross he died for you and I, and from the grave he came to live again and cleanse us from all our sins. His Spirit sent to be with men, to speak to us, to guide us through life, and to keep us within his trust. If his voice you hear inside you, don't fear, for he's with you. He'll guide you through the years. So when you're off somewhere, alone and scared or tired to the bone, the world surrounds you, yet you feel so alone. In the distance here, his word's so clear. Just listen then and know in your heart that he loves and he guides to the end. If his voice you hear inside you, don't fear, for he loves you. He'll guide you through the years. And in the distance hear his words so clear. Just listen then and know in your heart that he loves and he guides to the end. If his voice you hear, it may be cloudy or clear. Pay attention. Just listen and let him steer. So if you are praying for an epiphany from God this new year, or asking the question, why am I here, or will I recognize God's voice when he speaks to me, here's my advice. Pray. Pay attention. And most of all, let God steer. In his service, this has been Pastor Joe.